We're going to take a trip out west to Alaska. How about that? We're going to chat with the owner of Bear Valley, Alaska. His name is Richard Bryant, and he's from right here in Rock Hill. And good morning to you, Richard.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, let's explain to our audience what Bear Valley, Alaska is all about.
Well, we're down on the Alaska Peninsula. We have a couple of lodges. One's right on the Bering Sea. We built it 5 years ago. We just purchased another lodge that's been there since the 60s, and it's about 15 miles inland on a huge, beautiful, beautiful lake. And we're in the business of taking people fishing and hunting. We got abundance of brown bear and moose in the area, and wolves and caribou. So that's what we do for a living. But then we also have a nonprofit side, which is called Bear River Heroes. So in Bear River Heroes, what we try to do is take, 1 week we'll take a group of veterans up and give them a week of fishing. And then the second week we take a group of our first responders from here in Rock Hill up to do the same thing. So it's a good time.
So at Bear Valley, Alaska, with your lodges, I guess that's open to the general public. But Bear River Heroes, that's a special time set aside for our veterans and first responders.
2 weeks in every July is for the first responders and the veterans.
Now, Richard, we're talking about Alaska, and our listeners might be saying, well, that's clear across the country. Like, what does Rock Hill have to do with Alaska? So explain your tie to Rock Hill.
Well, I started going up to Alaska when I was in my early 20s. I couldn't afford a guide or anything, so I'd go up there and hire a flying service, drop me off, and I'd stay in the woods for 3 weeks and just hunt and fish, and been doing that ever since. And then after I started a business here in Rock Hill years ago, back in 98, and I sold that business. And when I did, to Alaska I went and started building a lodge. And now we're wide open. So it's, the lodge is going great. We just purchased a second lodge. I brought a new partner in, and it's going great. And it's a lot of fun when we get these guys, these first responders and veterans up there. So we have a ball.
Richard, your story is great. Most people, when they sell a company, they move south to the beach. You said, I'm going to move north to where it's cold. Along those lines. What was it about Alaska that you're just drawn to?
Well, if you've never been there, it's hard to explain. Yeah. You have to, and you can ask Richard Lester. He's been up a couple of times, and so has Chris Watts. They've been up. And they can tell you, you can't explain it. But once you're there, you want to go back.
Okay, so your Bear River Heroes, again, that's the time that's set aside to welcome these veterans and first responders. And to do this, you all hold fundraisers, right, to make sure that these individuals have access to this experience.
Yeah, what the fundraisers are for, and the sponsors, we have sponsors that like Richard and his business. But what we're doing is trying to raise the money for the airfare up, one night hotel in Anchorage before they fly out to the lodge. The lodge is all comped. We do that. We supply the lodge. We're not looking for any profit there. We're just wanting to get the guys up, make them comfortable, and get them back, and let them bring a bunch of fish back with them.
Because they spent about, 10 days with you up
Seven
there?
7 days.
7 days, okay.
7 days. Yeah. All in all, time to trip. The travel and everything, it's about a 10-day trip.
Well, tell us more about this fundraiser. Is that you, Richard Bryant, or more on your end, Richard Lester?
It's probably more on my end. Okay. We're taking my business. We sponsor a veteran every year to go up. Not just a veteran, just be a veteran or first responder. And we're trying to get more people in the community, more business owners to make that contribution. You know, like he was telling you, it takes $6,500 to send a veteran up for a week. So,
and we do have some other sponsors in the area. Mm-hmm. Don Baker of Paddock Pools, he always is a big sponsor. L Close, that owns the restaurants and stuff, and everyone knows L. He's a big supporter of ours. So there are some other companies around. One Stop Cleaners, they always donate and help out. So. We're proud of a lot of the people that's around Rock Hill that are helping, but we could use more, because the more we can raise, the more veterans and first responders we can take up.
So is there a specific fundraiser? There's a fundraiser coming up, right?
There is. Okay. This Saturday night, Saturday starts at 3 o'clock at the American Legion on Heckle Boulevard.
All right. What is that all involved? And who's that? Is that open to everyone?
It's open to everyone. You can buy tickets right at the door. It's $40 to get in. That includes your food. There's a cash bar there, of course, at the American Legion. There'll be a DJ playing there. There'll be an auction, a live auction, and a silent auction. We'll be auctioning off trips. We'll be fishing trips. We got several. We got a lot of people that have donated trips, hunting trips, fishing trips, that sort of thing, and just vacation trips. So come on out and bring your pocketbook.
So that's this Saturday, starting at 3?
Starting at 3.
$40 will get you in,
right.
And you're helping, again, to send a veteran and a first responder. Certainly we know the stress of their day-to-day life. You're allowing them and helping them to kind of live off the grid for a little bit, 7 days to reconnect with Mother Nature. I know Rock Hill Police Chief Chris Watts, he's been up there before. And then and he's in the studio this morning. He's more of the silent type today. He said
he's the silent partner today.
He wants these two individuals to get all the glory, but he won't escape the Palmetto Mornings picture later today, for sure. But Richard Lester, you've been up there. What was your experience like, and what did you take away from it?
Had a really great time. If you like to fish, hunt, love the outdoors, beautiful wildlife, it's really something to see. Yeah.
Richard Bryant, have you had folks go up there that have not been used or exposed to hunting and fishing? And if they aren't, that should not deter them from being nominated or taking part in the trip, because it seems like you and your crew there will take good care of them.
Oh, man, I tell you, people that's never been exposed even have more fun. And, you know, and the thing about it is once you're up there, we put you in the small planes. We got Super Cubs up there, and you get to do some flight seeing, fly up to the beach. There's a big haul out of walruses up there. You can get next to the walruses and have your picture taken. There's beachcombing. There's just all kind of stuff to do. You know, a lot of people come up to hunt, and they bring their wives, and their wives just sightsee, flight see, beachcomb, and do that kind of thing. So, actually, Richard's bringing his fiance up this year.
Yes. All right. Yes. Husband of the year.
Do you have a specific story of maybe someone who got to experience this that – you know, just really sticks out to you? What do people say? Because you kind of get off the grid a little bit too. Like your cell phones are probably put away. And what does it really do for the people who get to go on the trip?
Well, I tell you, some of the people that have come up there, especially the veterans and the first responders, you'll see them get off to themselves. And they're without a telephone or anything with them, without anybody calling them. I mean, these guys like Mr. Watts here, I mean, they're on the phone constantly all day long. And to see those people come up there and just watch their reaction. And I had one gentleman come up, he was a veteran, and he fished hard for several days, and he was had his 80th birthday there. Mm. So we had a big birthday party for him, and they were getting ready to go out fishing towards the last of the week. And he said, "You going with us?" I said, "No, I got work to do. I gotta change some tires on some four-wheelers." No, he said, "Well, I'm staying with you." I said, "No, I want you to go out." And he said, no, I'm staying with you." He said, "I'm not going anywhere." And it turns out that the gentleman came back and had a motorcycle accident and passed away. So one of his last things he got to do was come to see Alaska. And it was just a great experience and just a wonderful, wonderful guy.
What an unbelievable experience you're providing to folks, you know, everyday Joes, as well as our veterans and our first responders, to be exposed to Mother Nature like that and get them up close with animals that you can only see from afar. And again, just to take in the sights and the sounds and the smells and the relaxation. I mean, I'm ready to go now, Richard. But he said he'll take me and Ashley, okay?
Absolutely.
Got to get me a good coat first.
Yeah, Ashley doesn't handle cold weather very well, so we need to go when it's really warm if we can. Yeah. Well, you can help out in this effort. There's a fundraiser this Saturday. It is Saturday, April the 12th, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's
the
Saturday. Correct.
Okay. 12. At American Legion right here in Rock Hill, 3 o'clock will get you in the door. Or 3 o'clock is when the doors open. $40 will get you in the door. And as Richard Bryant just said, you've got all kind of things up for grabs. And at the end of the night, remember, you're helping to provide this experience to our veteran and a first responder from right here in our backyard. Rock Hill Police Chief Chris Watts, he's attended it. Colonel Melinda Woodhurst from York County Veterans Affairs, she's also been part of it. We, in the past, have interviewed members of the Rock Hill Fire Department that also had an unbelievable experience. So we, Richard Bryant, really, really appreciate this opportunity you're giving the folks right here that are under a ton of stress every single day. And folks like Richard Lester, who throw their support behind it through his business. It's just really, it's why this community is so special and why we're so strong and why we're so connected. And it's just great.
Well, and the thing too, if you can't make it to the fundraiser, but you would like to help donate, like to help send some of these, so it is a 501c3, so all the donations are tax deductible. They can drop by the Palmetto Sports Bar and see Richard and donate that way. So a couple of different outlets, you know. Call me. We've got stuff, posters hanging up all over town, so they can call one of us and feel free to drop by the benefit, though. We'd love to have everybody to come out.
Well, you're great.
We can hold about 250 people, so.
They'll come forward, for sure.
Yep.
Richard Bryant, Richard Lester, thank you both very much. We appreciate it. And Rock Hill Police Chief Chris Watts as well.